Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
It's time now for Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
You're going to move. Start packing. Put this stuff away.
Listen as Anita and her guests give us all the inside information on how to make your property sell fast and at the best price.
First is landscaping. Clean up your yard. Get some color in that front yard, and it will have your home stand out on your block.
Buy at the best price. Get the best mortgage and all things real estate.
You get one chance. The house has to be stellar, and then when they come in person, it's got to smell good.
And now, here's Anita Hiles.
And welcome, everyone, to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executives Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And I've got Betty Layton in the house.
Hello, hello.
Yes, our top producer, Betty Layton, with Realty Executives. And we're going to chat about all kinds of things dealing with real estate. So I'm kind of excited, and I don't know about everybody else, but I kind of enjoyed my afternoon, even though I was cleaning my house. It was like, you know, I'm going to stay home today and clean my house. Anybody who has pets out there knows that when it rains and they go in and out, you can't get that floor clean enough. It's like every single day.
I
feel
relate.
Like I'm mopping my floors, you know, but you got to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I finally got caught up a little bit. So...
Well, I'm glad one of us did.
I know. I feel a little accomplished today because I've been so busy, totally grateful for that, that I've been busy at work. And so I haven't had time to do a whole lot. And I had my birthday yesterday, so I'm officially 60 years old.
Wow. The big 6-0.
I know.
But feeling like you're more like the, what, 3-5, 4-0?
About 4-0.
There we go.
4-5, yeah. Yeah. I was talking to my son yesterday, and I just told him, I don't know where the time went. You know, and I remember my parents saying this, you know, every time, you know, they got old, we would kind of make fun of them on their birthday and stuff. And
well, I don't think that, I think the baby boomer generation has not aged the same way our parents and grandparents did.
No, that's so true.
In general.
Exactly. You know, they had to work was different.
Yeah, it sure was.
And it was much harder.
Yes, yes, it
than
was.
Than it is today. And so we tend to look a little bit younger.
Mm-hmm.
At least I hope so. I'm going to convince myself of that.
You know,
you're
what's
doing
crazy?
Great.
You know what's crazy is when we were 20, we thought 60 was like really old. And
yeah.
Now we're there.
I know. Betty was there yesterday when I told my grandson. I always told him I was going to be, you know, that I was 18. Well, now that he knows math, you know, he doesn't quite believe me. So we were FaceTiming yesterday. I told him to put his ear to the phone, and I told him my true age, and he just started laughing. He just...
He thought, hilarious.
He thought that was the funniest thing to say that I was 60. So, well, here I am.
Well, enjoy it, and I hope you had a happy birthday.
I did, and I've been so busy. I know Betty... Well, Betty's always busy. I just finally got back out there again after being ill, and I really like it. I like being back out there.
It's fun being busy and having so much to do, and you know, being afraid. Oh my gosh, what's this deadline?
Right.
You know, you got to stay on top of it. There's no doubt.
It's like I got too many deadlines. It's like okay, trying to keep up with everything, and. That's why it's so important for us to have a board in the office. And we just moved into the new location, but you know, we need to start writing it on the wall.
We do. Because our memory is not as good as it was back 10 years ago.
Yeah, or even last year. So so we need to get that written up on the new board and stuff. So we're not delayed in any way.
And there's no excuse because the walls are made of whiteboard.
They are.
So we have no excuse.
They are. And if anybody needs a place for an office, I'll tell you, Lion's Share, Cowork, they're going to be a sponsor on our show, by the way, AJ. And they are just, it is the best place ever to work.
Yeah, it is nice.
You know, why pay, you know, $3,000 a month or $2,000 a month? I'm sorry, or much higher. We were paying a lot more where we were at.
Right.
And almost in the double digits. And then when you add in your overhead with copy machines and Comcast and all of that. It's just ridiculous how much we as business people fork out, you know, just to have an office. And yeah, for us, we just need an office, and we don't need a very big one. And Lion Share Co-work over at, they've got two locations. They're at Beach and San Pablo, and also at Atlantic and San Pablo, right next to the old Steinmart office and where Fresh Market is located. I can't believe what we are paying. Mm-hmm. And it includes the coffee machine, and they got free sodas. And
You can't beat it.
You can't beat it. It's just, and the place, even if you need a conference room, they have a conference room of, I want to say, 100 people maybe?
Oh, probably, at least.
Yeah. It's set up like a college classroom, if you will.
Kind of like stadium seating.
Exactly. You can't beat it. So if you need to even rent a training room, a conference room, if you have a podcast, they have a podcast room, they have quiet rooms. You can't beat it. So that's where we are at the Lion's Share Co-work. We have our own private office in there. And, you know, there's a few real estate companies in there. I would say that people are getting a little smart and not paying what you can pay if you choose not, you know, this route. And it's
definitely worth it. You keep your hard-earned money in your pocket and not pay all that overhead. You know, it's definitely a no-brainer to go over there and rent an office.
Yeah, and the stress is gone. Mm-hmm. So, and we can go out there and work harder and help more people. So we're excited about the new location. And Betty, you've got a project. You bought a new home. How long has it been since you bought your new home of Kernan?
Well, we bought a pre-owned home built in 1988, I'm sorry. And it was back in September 2020. And, you know, it was really the perfect house for us. It was plenty of square footage. But, of course, I wanted a pool. So we decided we didn't want to put in an in-ground pool. Of course, we had a year wait for that. But the cost was just through the roof. And we had all the pine trees in the backyard. So we felt like, yeah, it's probably not, you know, what we want to do. I didn't want to put a screen around it. So instead, we chose to get a swim spa. So that was fun. We started this project in October of last year, and it took us till February to get our plans from our architect and our approval through the engineer. So that was a good 5 months, and we're still working on it. But it's coming together, and it's, you know, with pulling permits with the city. That's very important, especially when you go to resale. You want to have those permits pulled. But, yes. So, anyway, we're still working on it. We're hoping to have it completed by August 31st.
It's looking really nice. And you've done some legwork as well on that project, you and your husband. You guys did the ceilings.
We did. We picked up some tongue and groove ceilings from a distributor here in North Jacksonville. And my husband and I got them and we picked them up. And we started staining them, polyurethaning them. And we got cedar, and then we got some, it's called beaded board. And it's really looking good. We've got the majority of it on the ceiling, but it's a lot of hard work. But yeah, we'll talk more about it.
Yeah, it is looking great. You guys got some of the ceiling fans on. Mm-hmm. So you added kind of a bonus room in an office area, correct?
Yeah, like 680 square feet. So it's a big space.
Yeah, and the pool's going to be inside.
Yes. We built around the swim spa.
Well, the main thing is it's got to be ready before football.
Oh, yeah, and it will be. Yes. September 12th is our first game in Houston, and I will be in that swim spa watching the TV out there in that Florida room.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, we'll be right back on Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. Give us a call, 904-831-0600. That's 904-831-0600. And we'll be right back.
All right here on Rapid Fire Real Estate. Once again, that phone number, 904-831-0600. Give us a call.
Need an honest guide through the real estate financing maze? Whether purchasing or refinancing, go with a licensed mortgage professional with your best interest in mind. Hi, I'm Carl Parnell with Homeowners Financial Group. To get in touch with me, visit my website at carlparnell.com. That's spelled CARLPARNELL.com. NMLS number 221959. Homeowners Financial Group USA, LLC. NMLS number 93718. MLD 1602. An equal housing lender.
Congratulations! You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
This is Ryan Proffitt with Future Home Loans, NMLS 22464. If you are shopping for a mortgage, give me a call. Future Home Loans is one of Florida's fastest growing mortgage lenders. Are you active duty or a veteran? If so, Future Home Loans has some of the absolute best rates in the business. We're local, we are veteran owned and operated, and we put your future first. NMLS ID 1621953, equal housing lender. Visit future.loans for more information. Your future is bright.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now 268-8211 or visit us online at gohomepro.com.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not come right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 14333 Beach Boulevard, the corner of Beach and San Pablo. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
I'm Betty Layton, an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent with Realty Executives Oceanside, Jacksonville. The home buying process should be fun and exciting. Thinking about buying? I'll walk you through step-by-step for a successful, stress-free purchase. Thinking about selling? I'll provide you a comparable market analysis and guide you on how to prepare your home for sale. You can call me at 904-838-8743 or visit my website at bettylayton.net. Again, that's 904-838-8743. Let's do this together.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years' experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executives Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And Realty Executives is throughout the U.S. We have about 24 offices here in Florida, and we dominate Northeast Florida. We have an office down in Palm Coast, Flagler. We go down to Port Orange, and we go into St. Mary's. So we're here to cover you with all your real estate needs. And we're also international. So wherever your destination is, we are here for you. And we're proud to work for a company that is about 55 years old. So it's been around just a little bit. And we've got Betty Layton, our top producer, and we were talking about her room addition. And again, the most important thing is to make sure, Mike Holmes says this, make sure you do it right and make sure... Yeah. Part of that is doing the process and getting the permits and making sure you hire the right people.
You know, so being homeowners, you're allowed to pull your own permits. You don't really need a contractor pulling those permits for you. So we started that, and they gave us so much homework to do. You know, it was a process. And with COVID, we didn't go down to the office. We just submitted everything through email to them. And then they sent us a piece of paper, and my husband looks at it, it's like, well, I don't know how to fill this out. So we had gotten a contractor anyway to do part of our construction. So we then put it in his hands because it is a lot.
It is.
You know, and that took some time. It probably took 4 to 5 weeks just to get approval for the city to allow that permit.
Yes, and this is nothing new for you guys. You guys flip properties. So,
exactly.
You know, from time to time, as you said, it was you got into flipping properties to get your husband something to do.
Yeah, we had to. Yeah, it's like, come on, let's go. Let's get busy. But
and so he leaves you alone.
So this has been a project, though. But it's really fun. We're starting to see progress, and we see finally the light at the end of the tunnel, which is kind of neat. So I'm posting pictures on Facebook, and I take pictures almost every night because things are changing daily.
Yeah, and it's looking good. I mean, it's almost done. You guys are just around the corner, and we're going to be watching football in the swim spa and maybe having a few drinks.
Maybe.
Yeah,
maybe.
One or two.
I'm sure it might be on the list. So yeah, it's been a fun project, but something else we'll get into is how it would improve my property value.
Yes.
So, and that's why we decided, instead of just doing a screened room, we'd still spend a lot of money just screening it, but that screened room really isn't going to be permitted, or it's not going to show up on your tax records as additional square footage, whereas now this one is heated and cooled, so it will, once the permits are closed, it will change what our square footage is, and hence increase in our property value.
And how much more value do you think that's going to bring you?
Oh, I'm thinking of $75,000, easy.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
And you have a really nice gazebo out there. Are you guys going to put a fireplace and another
right.
TV?
And that was our other addition. We did a gazebo, and so we're going to have an outdoor TV, and we're doing stamped concrete. So I'm excited about that. We just had the guy come give us a quote, and they're going to start that on August 30th. So that'll tie the Florida room up to the gazebo, and we're doing a cedar plank. My husband picked up a plank of cedar about 13 feet long, and he has just finished that, and that will be a bar top to put in the gazebo. So yeah, it's gonna be the place to be for football. So
yeah, definitely, we'll be rooting for Mr. Sunshine at for the Jaguars. Yeah, it's gonna be great. I'm looking forward to it. Now you're constantly out there. You're always hitting the pavement 7 days a week. Every once in a blue moon, you take a day off, but you know, you're out there working hard. In this market, you know, where do you think we're gonna end up?
You know, that's probably the million-dollar question. I don't think anyone foresees what will happen here in 6 to 8, 12 months down the road. I truly believe it's different than it was back in 2006, 2007, because it was more so affected by the lending institution of how they did their loans. This time, you know, the lenders and mortgage brokers, they have to abide by certain rules, and they're pretty stringent rules. So I don't see that it would be a collapse in the market due to for that reason. But I'm not really sure when it's going to slow down. But we are getting a lot of people migrate to Florida.
We do.
A lot. I mean, just on a hand of, you know, I can count. I'm working with 5 buyers, and they're from Jersey, California, New York, Washington State, and Pennsylvania.
Yes.
So they're all
coming this
way. And,
you know, a couple of years ago, I can honestly say that since I had started here, I never had out-of-state people. I mean, we just didn't. It was all kind of local business, people buying and selling.
Sure.
You know, and just kind of bumping up to that bigger home.
You know, either upgrading or downsizing.
Exactly.
Upsizing, downsizing, yeah.
You know, and so in the last couple of years, I would say that for me, the majority of my clients have been from out of state. And then I look on Facebook, you know how we keep track of our friends and stuff. And then a lot of my cop friends that have retired, they're all bailing out of California. And I just saw another realtor friend of mine that I worked with over at Realty Executives. She's moving to Alabama. And people are just wanting to come here or come to the East Coast to certain states. But Florida offers so much.
Oh, yeah. It's a great state. You know, whether you're North Florida, Central Florida, South Florida, it's a great place to be.
It's just beautiful.
And something I'm realizing, I'm trying to find a rental property for a New Yorker that's coming down. They're not going to be ready to purchase until December. And he's coming down the end of August. I'm actually going to meet with him. And there are hardly any rentals. So it's snowballing. It's a snowball effect with our real estate because of lack of inventory. It's also lack of properties that you can rent, whether it's an apartment, Airbnb. They're booked, and there are no rooms available when it comes to rentals, especially a short-term rental.
Yes, yeah, you're absolutely correct. Man, you can't even find a place on to vacation.
No.
Yeah, more or less, rent.
Mm-hmm. You know, I actually got a call back from an apartment complex I called and left a message for. And I said, the gentleman needs a two-bedroom, two-bath. I said, when's your first available? Oh, it's September 24th. So I guess he'll be staying in a hotel for a month when it comes down because there's no other option.
So if there's any realtor out there that's listening that might have a short-term house coming up, we can use it.
Absolutely. He's looking in Palm Coast area. South St. Augustine, Palm Coast, is what he's preferring.
Yeah, well, that's awesome. Yeah, we'll see what we can do. We have no idea what's going to happen, but I honestly believe that we're going to be kind of status quo for a little bit. I think we're going to have the low interest rate for a little bit. I don't know what next year is going to bring, or by next summer, but right now it's such a great time to purchase. And obviously a great time to sell as well. Yes, it's a little harder to find the properties. It might take a little bit longer, but, you know, I've been working with a young couple, and luckily we met their deadline. Their deadline's to be in their home by mid-September, and we found the home of their dreams. They're happy as can be. And we had put a couple of offers in that we lost. But I always say that when you lose a property, that wasn't the right one.
Exactly. It wasn't meant to be.
It really wasn't. And it's funny how it all works out. We do have people that get a little bit frustrated, but it's like you need to stick with it because it will happen when the time is right. And for Brian and Leanne, it really did. They ended up with a beautiful home with a lot more square footage than they thought that they were going to be able to purchase. And it's just a perfect house. Mm-hmm. You know, needs minimal work, and you can't beat the location. They're going to be right there in the Atlantic and Kernan.
Right. Yeah, that's
their first home. That's pretty amazing. You know, a little over 2,000 square feet. Can't beat it. Mm-hmm. You know, they can have their kids and bring them up there if they want.
Exactly. They got plenty of room.
Yes. Yes. And I know their parents were all involved. And so at least they're going to be happy when they come visit to see that they bought in a very nice area, a safe area for their kids. And, you know, all us parents, that's all we want for our kids, right? To
that's
be
it.
Happy. And they're just doing well. They were definitely smart about it, saved their money for their down payment, and did without the cable and all the extras. In the going
oh,
out.
Oh, yeah. They're very hard workers, and they did. They saved their money.
Yeah. Yeah. It pays off. It definitely pays off. You know, if you have a goal, you write it down, you set up a plan, and then you just work towards it. And that's something they did. I'm real proud of them. You are listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. When we come back, we're going to talk about the purchase agreement. Give us a call, 904-831-0600. That's 904-831-0600. We'll be right back.
AM 600 and 101.1 FM. The conservative voice of Jacksonville. WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the U.S. military doesn't have the capacity to extend security forces beyond the Kabul airport perimeter in order to get more civilians out of Afghanistan. Afghans and aid groups say citizens are having a hard time getting past the Taliban and into the airport. The mass exodus was triggered by the insurgents' rapid takeover of Afghanistan and its capital on Sunday. Austin told reporters at a Pentagon press conference on Wednesday that the U.S. is working to get as many people through the evacuation process and out of the country as quickly as possible, but, quote, we're not close to where we want to be, unquote. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 382 points, the NASDAQ dropped 130, the S&P 500 lower by 47, oil dropped to $65.46 a barrel. This is SRN News.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good day, I'm Patrick Johnson. Jacksonville police investigating after a man's body was found near a bike trail on West 13th Street and Moncrief Road. This is on the north side. First responders alerted to a shooting via ShotSpotter that indicated a gun had been fired in that area seven times. Investigators are now looking for possible video surveillance in the area. Despite pressure from the state, Alachua County School Board voting to extend their mask mandate for students by 8 weeks. Alachua's mandate was originally a two-week mask mandate for students that started August 10th. Students could opt out with a doctor's note. The state school board meeting again today in Miami. DHHS data showing in Florida there are just under 17,000 COVID patients hospitalized with more than 3,500 currently in the ICU. One lucky winner bought their lottery ticket from a Jacksonville Beach Publix off Beach Boulevard. The winning ticket totaling over $93,000. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
There's some delays because of a crash in Clay County on Blanding Boulevard northbound at Aurora Boulevard, blocking the right lane. Also, there's a broken down vehicle on I-95 heading south, a few miles before Pecan Park Road on the north side. And there's congestion on the East Beltway 295 southbound near Atlantic Boulevard. Mostly cloudy tonight, expect a low 75. Thursday, mostly sunny, high up to 92.
I'm Mark Kinder with Affordable Water. If you're considering a water system for your home or business, be sure you only work with licensed companies. A normal business license doesn't require any testing or experience. Licensed water companies have to go through educational classes and pass tests. We are licensed, insured, and have 30 years of serving Jacksonville. Affordable Water, 262-0197. Affordable Water, 262-0197. License number W32.
Visit us online at affordablewaterjacks.com.
Hi, my name is Grant. For the past 17 years, I've been hooked on drugs, off and on, and in and out of rehabs. I had everything I could ever need, my wife, children, family, a home, and I was still unhappy and lost. I was finally forced to make a decision, and I chose City Rescue Mission. Since coming to CRM and participating in the Life Builders Addiction Recovery Program, I have been able to focus on myself and build my relationship with God. My counselors motivate me and encourage me and have shown me how everything can be given over to God. I no longer feel the anxiety and stress that consume my life thanks to City Rescue Mission and my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
I'm Paul Stassi, Executive Director for City Rescue Mission. The story you just heard is just one example of the many lives that have been transformed here at CRM. This year marks 75 years of City Rescue Mission's making a difference in our community, and we couldn't do it without you. Visit us at crmjax.org to learn more or to make a donation to help provide hope, healing, and change for those in need.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. Yes, we have Betty Layton in the house. We're talking real estate, which we love to do.
Of course.
Yes. And I'm happy about your room addition because I can't wait so we can watch Sunshine make some great passes and touchdowns. And
Sunshine, is that your pet name?
We call the quarterback Sunshine.
Okay.
It's from the movie Remember the Titans.
Oh, yeah. That was a great movie.
Yes.
Yes. He's totally opposite of Minshew. Of course, I'm a Minshew fan.
I know. He threw some stuff, but I don't think he got any points, though. Did he?
No.
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 Well, I don't think really.
The third guy did.
Yes.
The yeah. third quarterback.
The third and fourth, actually.
Yeah. All right. That's okay. That's right. And yeah. and we saw a good throw from Sunshine, but we're going to need some more sunshine.
We're going to need a lot more sunshine. But you know what? Obviously, he's going to be first string, but at least we have a good second string or two.
Absolutely. Yeah. You need competition to make yourself better. So.
Yes. And one thing I'll say about Minshew is he does the legwork. For sure.
Mm, yeah, he does. He's a hard worker.
Yeah, yeah, he's focused and stuff. So it's nice that we have two good ones there. So, and we'll be able to watch both of them in your swim spa.
Hey, that's right. That's right. And I got the gazebo too. Don't forget about that.
Yeah, it's gonna be a nice a football house for sure, and so that's gonna be fun. So we've talked about your room addition, the importance of getting the permitting and doing it right. And even folks like yourself that are very knowledgeable, you and Lon are both knowledgeable. You guys flip properties. Once you got all that paperwork, you're going, maybe we need to reach out to a professional to do this and at least take this. Seems like a kind of a headache that we don't want to do. Yeah. Let's let them do it. And then, because you guys have been very active in helping build it well.
Yeah, we wanted to be part of it, but they're doing most of the legwork, you know, the hard stuff. So it's been fun. It's been fun just watching the progress. And of course, I'm out there. It's like, hey, when's this going to get done? You know, it's like, sorry, I'll stay out of your hair.
Yeah.
it's just hard to do when it's your place and you're just excited. And, really, it's going to be just shy of a year of when we started the architecture plans.
Yeah.
So, and it's
it takes a while.
It's been a long journey.
Yeah. So people think that, hey, I'm going to do this room addition, we're going to get started, you know, here in a couple of weeks. It doesn't work that way.
No.
You got to draw up the plans, and there's a whole lot that's involved to finally get where you guys are actually breaking ground. Mm-hmm. So, well, that's going to be you're going to have to send me some pictures, and I'll post them on Rapid Fire Real Estate so you guys can see some of the work they're doing and some of the progress. And just in case you have any desire to do a room addition, you can take a look at some of the work that's involved, and then you can always reach out because we can make recommendations as well. And we also were talking about, you know, the marketplace, and it is still a good market for sellers. It's still a good market for buyers. Interest rate is still low. Once interest rate starts going up high, not only our price is high, but then the interest is high as well. Here, the interest is still low, and it fluctuates anywhere from below 3% to about maybe 3.2, but pretty much at 3%. It stays low, and so it gives you more buying power. Yes, you might have to wait a little bit longer. We might have to hit the ground a little bit longer than before. You know, before we could go out on a weekend, right?
Yeah,
sell a few homes and go on to the next one. But it might take us two weekends. We work hard, and I know Betty does. Sean Fleming, and we got David Youngblood. We've got a good team of people that love what they do, and they will find what you need.
Yeah, I've got a customer now talking about finding what our customers are asking for. She was referred to me from a friend of mine, and she's looking for a USDA approved property. Well, there's not much around.
Not in Duval.
But fortunately, she wanted to move she's wanting to move over into Clay County, closer to her job, because the gas prices are through the roof, and so she lives right now over in Atlantic Beach area, so she's driving a long way to get to work every day. Anyway, that being said, I have found two properties for her USDA, and we're going to be seeing them on Sunday, and I'm pretty much letting her know, if you like it, let's jump on it, because it may not be here, and you may have to wait a few more months before something else comes around. So that's a tough task.
That is a tough task. And you know what? It's a tough task if somebody has the bond. It's a tough task if somebody is FHA.
That's right.
And the ones that we have impending right now are actually FHA buyers. And the ones that are actually impending on my listing as an FHA buyer. So if you're out there thinking, well, I'm going to have to purchase FHA, so, you know, on in the line of, you know, it's usually cash, and then it's going to be conventional, and then it's FHA.
And VA. USDA.
USDA, and then the bond. Well, let me tell you, it's whoever's going to present the best offer and really push for you. So there's a lot involved. There's people that don't let their emotions get in it, and they don't want to know who purchased it. They just want to show who's got the highest price. But what I find today is people want to look at the offers. They want to see the whole package. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if we're out there rooting for you, we're camping out in front of their house 24 hours a day at the listing agent. If we're stalking them.
we do what it takes to get our buyers under contract. And, you know, sometimes it's given and taken, but we know how to do the job, and we do it right. And that's the reason we get these referrals as well.
And backup offers. Let me tell you, we were a backup offer.
True.
Brian and Leanne were a backup offer on that nice house at Atlantic and Kernan. Mm-hmm. And we actually didn't lose it by very much. Well, those people ended up backing out of the deal.
Right. And, you know, today and you know, the past six months to a year, we're seeing a lot more of these contracts fall through because a lot of these buyers are seeing them via video. They're not even here. And then they have a change of heart. So we're getting a lot more backup offers being accepted. A lot more properties going back on the market, more so than we've had in the past.
And that's quite interesting because I would say that just about half of people are purchasing a house without seeing it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's all by FaceTime, by video. Even when we did the open house, mm-hmm. you know, we had a whisper because we had agents coming through doing
and FaceTiming.
Yeah,
right.
FaceTiming with their people. So it's quite interesting how that we've come a long way in real estate from the days where even prior to me, even though I'm old, that they used to go to the office and get stacks of paperwork, and that's how they found out where the listings were. Now we're FaceTiming people.
It's amazing, isn't it?
I know. And there's still some of those old realtors out there. And, you know, I feel for them because they really had to work 10 times harder than we do today, mm-hmm. you know, with all our technology that we have and what we can do. It's just, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're pretty fortunate that we have this because just think of all our current clients that are out of state. They would all have to fly in. They would all have to. I mean, we prefer that. We definitely prefer that, having them come in.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, and as a matter of fact, that being said, I've got a California buyer coming in first week of September. I've got that New York guy coming in looking for the short-term rental. He's coming in August 31st. I've got another buyer coming in from New York as well. The second week of September, and we're all going to meet. We're going to tour Jacksonville, you know, tour St. John's County, find them where they want to live and, probably submit a couple offers. So it's busy and it has not slowed down.
No.
It's just a matter of finding that property. The inventory is the biggest, dilemma for us right now.
Yes. Yeah, so we definitely need you to list.
Yes.
So if you are interested in, or even thinking about putting your house on the market, one thing about Betty and I, we are not pushy people. We're not going to push you to sell your home. What we're going to do is just give you the material, go over the material with you, so that way you and maybe your spouse or your partner can make a sound decision if you want to stay or put your home on the market. That's what we do. We work with you. And so you can call us at 904-290-1552. That's 290-1552. And where can they call you, Betty?
They can call me at 904-838-8743.
And we'll have that on Facebook at Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles on Facebook.
All right. Very good. If you have any questions for Anita or Betty, they got the knowledge right here. We still have about 15 minutes left. Rapid Fire Real Estate continues. Give us a call, 904-831-0600.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years' experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not come right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 14333 Beach Boulevard, the corner of Beach and San Pablo. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Need an honest guide through the real estate financing maze? Whether purchasing or refinancing, go with a licensed mortgage professional with your best interest in mind. Hi, I'm Carl Parnell with Homeowners Financial Group. To get in touch with me, visit my website at carlparnell.com. That's spelled CARLPARNELL.com. NMLS number 221959. Homeowners Financial Group USA, LLC. NMLS number 93718. MLD 1602. An equal housing lender.
Congratulations! You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
I'm Betty Layton, an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent with Realty Executives Oceanside, Jacksonville. The home buying process should be fun and exciting. Thinking about buying? I'll walk you through step-by-step for a successful, stress-free purchase. Thinking about selling? I'll provide you a comparable market analysis and guide you on how to prepare your home for sale. You can call me at 904-838-8743 or visit my website at bettylayton.net. Again, that's 904-838-8743. Let's do this together.
This is Ryan Proffitt with Future Home Loans, NMLS 22464. If you are shopping for a mortgage, give me a call. Future Home Loans is one of Florida's fastest growing mortgage lenders. We at Future Home Loans were recently recognized as being among the top 100 brokers in the United States. We have hundreds of options so you can leave the shopping to us. Are you active duty or a veteran? If so, Future Home Loans has some of the absolute best rates in the business. Want to know more? Give me a call. Ryan Proffitt at 904-887-7926 or visit us at future.loans. That's future.loans. We're local with over 500 five-star reviews. We are veteran-owned and operated, and we put your future first. NMLS ID 1621953. Equal housing lender. Visit future.loans for more information. That's future.loans. Your future is bright.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now, 268-8211, or visit us online at gohomepro.com.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executives Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And we have Kurt on the line. Kurt.
Yes. Good evening, Anita. I just wanted to ask you what I would say would be a little bit of a hypothetical situation, but let's just say I sold my house tomorrow and I have $250,000 in hand because I do own the home. I have the title in my safety deposit box, and I was looking at buying something in a different city that was $250,000. So even, but how much would, what would be the bottom line, just curiosity-wise, if you can tell me for any fees, taxes, and all that. Do you have an? I'm just trying to wonder how much more I'd have to, you know, pull from the bank to say, okay, now I own. I mean, if I did something like that, and downsize.
So you're asking?
I'd be going from like a 3-bedroom, 2-bath. To a little bit smaller 2-bedroom, maybe 1 or 2 bath at the most, something like that as I grow older.
Okay, so you're basically asking me what your closing costs would be.
Yes, ma'am, everything, you know, and anything else that may have to be done as far as having somebody maybe look at the house and say it's, you know, there's no major structural problems or anything, insect problems, those kind of things, everything involved.
Okay, so an inspection, worst case scenario on an an inspection can cost you anywhere from $400 to $650. So okay. It just depends on what you have done. Your closing costs will be, we always round it off to what, Betty, about 3%?
Well, if you're looking for, so if you're using a realtor, then you're looking at anywhere between 5 and 6%. And then on top of that, you're probably looking at another like 2.5%, 3% in your closing cost.
Okay, and is there obviously taxes and all that added to it?
That's correct. That's all part of your closing cost.
Yeah, so we usually round it off to about 3%. So if you're on the buying side, then you don't need. Let's say you don't have to sell your home. Closing costs are going to cost you about 3%.
Okay, so 3% of $250,000. That'd be the only thing. So if I walked out of my house with that cash, if I did sell my house and had that cash in hand, I'd need to go to the bank and get 3% more than, like you say, more than the $250,000. Is that correct?
Yes, yes. And also keep in mind, as a buyer, you have closing costs, but you also have prepaids. Those prepaids are your taxes and your homeowner's insurance. Those have to be paid. Your homeowner's insurance has to be paid for the first year in full. And then what they're going to do is take like 6 to 8 months of your homeowner's insurance ahead of time to put into escrow. Now, if you pay cash, if you're paying cash, then you won't have any escrows. You'll just be paying those on your own. So, really, if you're a cash buyer, your closing costs are very minimal. Maybe a 1%, and most of those closing costs are going to be whatever those tax prorations are, and you got recording fees. So it's very, very minimal.
For
cash buyer.
And I was wondering, ladies, what I know the market is really, like you say, the inventory is low and the demand is high. But are you finding that if somebody does have cash in hand, for regardless of what the price is, that there is a little bit of negotiation? Or I guess it just depends on how bad the person wants to sell.
Absolutely. Cash talks, for sure.
Okay.
We usually will do a 10 to 15 day closing. And of course, your closing costs are a lot less. And even if... I mean, your closing costs aren't going to be that much. You said you have $200,000. So if you had $200,000 and you bought, you know, a home that's $250,000, then you're only going to finance the $50,000. So your closing costs will be low. They're not going to be at the $250,000 mark.
Okay, awesome. Well, thank you. That's kind of good to know. Worked hard all my life to be able to kind of ask that question, and I'll see what happens in the next couple of years right here before I retire and then go from there. But I do appreciate your insight.
Thank you for calling, Kurt. Appreciate
it. Have a great day. Thank you. Bye.
And if people want to know, we have 3,228 homes on the market. That includes townhomes, that includes condos, and that includes single-family homes. And back in the day, we used to have...
9,000?
About 9,000. Now, if I just hit single-family homes, we have a little more than... It's gone up a little bit. We have 2,352 homes.
Oh, my word.
And how many realtors do we have? We probably have more realtors than we have homes on the market. And we're all fighting for those 2,352 homes.
And, you know, and that's why folks and these buyers are asking why the prices keep going up. Well, it's supply and demand. We have no supply. And the demand the demand is through the roof.
Yeah, basic math on that one. So that's where we're at. And like we said, if you have a home that you're thinking of, Betty and I would love to chat with you. If you mention this show, we're going to give you a great deal on commission. I've got a house right now that a lady called, and we're already in pending, and I gave her a discount on the commission because she listens to this show. So you get top-notch service we don't decrease our service because our commission is reduced a little bit because you're a listener on our show. We actually try to give you the red carpet treatment so you spread the word. And one thing, Betty, that I'm sure people want to know, we only have about 5 minutes, but on the purchase agreement, what do you think is the most important thing that the people out there really need to, our listeners need to know? What is the most important thing in that purchase contract?
My opinion is the inspection period. So normally a typical contract, it's 10-day inspection period. Sometimes in the market we're in, sometimes you might ask for 12 days just because the inspector you like is busy, is got all these inspections. But that is the most, I think, the most critical part of the contract, because you want to make sure you get the inspection done in the amount of time. This timeline, in fact, will secure your deposit, your earnest money deposit. So if you miss that timeline, and you ask for repairs, and the buyer says, "I'm not going to get," or the seller says, "I'm not going to give you repairs because you're beyond your timeline," and then you decide to withdraw from the contract, well, unfortunately, the seller will keep your earnest money deposit. So it's very critical, and that's why
earnest money is the money that you put down, which is normally 1% of the purchase price. So in buying a home for $300,000, most likely you're going to put at least $3,000 down, if not $5,000.
Right, and that's showing good faith to the seller that you are very interested in purchasing. That's right.
Yeah, and I even believe we put down $5,000 on Brian's and Leanne's.
It also shows that it's a strong buyer as well.
Yeah. Right now, you know, you want to make that offer as best you can. So a lot of people are waiving contingencies. They're waiving the loan contingency. They're waiving
repairs.
Everything. Repairs.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're waiving everything, which I don't ever recommend that. But, you know, I seem to get my offers through.
You know, and even you as a buyer and you tell me as your agent to say, "Hey, Betty, we're going to waive repairs," it doesn't mean you're waiving the inspection period.
No.
You're still going to have it inspected. And you still have a right as a buyer on that contract, even on day 9 of the 10-day inspection period, if something major comes up and you know the seller's not going to fix it, you still have a right to withdraw from the contract and receive your earnest money deposit back. So it doesn't void that inspection period.
Yes, and that's critical. And it's our job as your realtor to make sure that we're within that timeline. And like you said, some of the inspection periods have increased their days simply mm-hmm. because we're backed up.
Exactly.
You know, yeah,
inspectors are backed up and they just can't get you in that amount of time.
Yeah, and repairs are brutal because of COVID. You know, we can't get windows. So if a window needs to be replaced or repaired, it's like 8 weeks out.
So it definitely would delay the
and we will talk about that next week because I've got a situation on one of my homes, and so it may actually push closing for 8 additional weeks because of COVID. So there you go. But we're going to be here next week. So please join us here on Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles, and you guys have a great week. You too, AJ.
Well, thank you very much, and again, happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
So good to be 40, right?
Ay, caramba.
Yes, keep adding.
Okay, all right. Enjoy.
Bye-bye.